This is a big one.
This is the Joe Bucher everyone knows, the Eagle River fishing guide, tackle manufacturer, and TV star, landing a really big muskie.
Take it easy, take it easy. We'll put you right back.
Joe Bucher grew up with fishing at a lakefront resort owned by his grandfather. As a teenager, he found himself in demand as a guide on northern lakes.
Back then, I was making $25 a day. Gas was 25 cents a gallon. Nonetheless, I was happy, and that's really where it all started.
Joe started fooling around with fishing lures because he wasn't happy with the ones he had.
I made my own lure, and I caught a few fish on it, and one of my clients nicknamed it the Bucher Tail. I had nothing to do with the name. He said, give me one of those Bucher Tails.
Soon, it seemed like every fisherman wanted a Bucher Tail. Joe Bucher now sells over $1 million worth of lures every year. He's a star of his own nationally syndicated fishing show, runs his own video production company, and is in demand as a guide and speaker. But there's another side to Joe Bucher.
Well, I'm a blues guy, and so that's why I hold the Blues Fest.
Here's Joe Bucher shredding notes on a Les Paul guitar, leading his own blues band, the Top Raiders, at his own charity blues festival in St. Germain. This year, Joe's festival brought in $22,000 for the Northland Pines youth football and cheerleading program.
With the shrinking economy and sports programs being cut in a lot of schools, they need to look somewhere else to get their money. And selling pizzas and cookies doesn't always do it.
That's a third side to Joe Bucher, the former high school football star who still coaches because he believes that sports builds character. Dave Bricko runs the Northland Pines youth football program.
If he's got free time, he's giving it to the youth of this area. He's always got time for him.
At his Blues Fest, Joe Bucher is everywhere, talking to the crowd.
Enjoy the Blues Fest. You guys going to get something to eat?
Yeah. I love the ribs here.
And encouraging the kitchen help.
We got some bird ends left, otherwise we're sold out already.
5:45.
And yes, that's still another side to Joe Bucher, the cook and barbecue specialist. He and his son, Joe Jr., supervise a cooking team that prepares 900 slabs of ribs and 75 pounds of pulled pork this day.
When we started traveling down south originally, we would stop in at all the barbecue festivals, and we just became enamored with it.
Joe Bucher has been married for 36 years to his high school sweetheart, Beth, who met him when he was a star halfback, a guitarist in a rock band, and a guy who fished for fun.
Joe has so many facets. It isn't like you can say Joe the fisherman, Joe the musician, Joe the cook, Joe the football guy, Joe the politician.
Joe the politician, is he going to run for public office?
No, but he'd be more than happy to tell you how he feels about it, and you have to ask him.
I'm almost afraid to do that.
I think you should be.
Joe Bucher isn't running for public office, but he is trying to make a difference by encouraging catch-and-release fishing, working to stop the spread of invasive species, and by trying to bring back something that is vanishing as our northern lakes get crowded with power boats and jet skis.
Respect for other anglers on the water. Respect for other boaters. You know, a lake is full of jet skiers and guys are trying to get around. You really lose in just enjoying the outdoors and enjoying the sounds, the air, and the fish, and being out there in the water. We have lost a lot of that in the last 10 to 15 years.
Joe Bucher has managed to turn the things he loves into a lucrative, multifaceted life and career, and he still hasn't forgotten why he's doing them. In Vilas County, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.